We need to set our sights correctly if we are to persevere to the end. To what should we look? Well, first of all, not to ourselves. Because when we look at ourselves, we only give ourselves a basis for discouragement. Even on a good day, you give yourself enough basis for discouragement, don't you? I do. So I can only look one place, and that is I look to the Lord Jesus Himself. I turn my eyes upon Jesus. I remind myself in Hebrews 4:14, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. It is in fixing my thoughts on Jesus that I am enabled to run the race set out for me. For I remind myself that He is the author and He is the perfecter of my faith. He is the one, on account of the joy that was before Him, endured the cross. He scorned its shame in order that I might be forgiven and continue through my days. To what then are we to look? Well, it is to whom? And it is to His Son. To what are we to listen? We are to listen to His Word. We are to listen to His Word. This is why it is so important to be in a Bible teaching church, where the pastors and the elders will labor to bring forth the truth of God's Word for God's people. Because it is by the very Word of God that we are strengthened and we are equipped. It is God's Word which warns us, it's His Word that guides us, teaches us, and encourages us. If you think about it in relationship to the denial of Peter, you remember during the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was under strong attack. He had made these very brave statements, Peter had, the kind of things with which we had become familiar in relationship to him. They were recorded in Luke chapter 22, that after he had made all these affirmations about how everybody else might fall away and how everybody else might leave the Lord Jesus, that he never would. And in verse 60 of Luke 22, Peter, now having been asked a couple of times about whether he knew Christ, said, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know Jesus Christ." Now this is the guy that Jesus said, "You are Peter. And upon your profession of faith and your conviction regarding the fact that I am Christ, the Son of the living God, I am going to build my church." This is the same guy, okay? He's at a fireplace and a lady asks him, "Hey, weren't you with that Galilean? You sound an awful lot like him." And just as he was speaking, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then you have this interesting phrase. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. What was the word that he had spoken to him? "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And that wasn't all. What was the word that he had spoken to? "Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And when you're turned around, strengthen the brethren."